So our advanced SEO strategy that's working like gangbusters for our clients is positioning our SEO to answer questions. Because when we search, we ask questions. So if you have the best answer to a question, you're going to come up in the People Also Ask section, which is the first SEO result.
Welcome to the 10 Golden Rules of Internet Marketing for Law Firms podcast, featuring the latest strategies and techniques to drive traffic to your website and convert that traffic into clients. Now, here's the founder and CEO of 10 Golden Rules, Jay Berkowitz.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this podcast, welcome to the 10 Golden Rules of Internet Marketing for Law Firms podcast. Today, we've got a classic episode. This is a really amazing thing. I can't believe it myself every time I look at it. This is a recording I did called the Top 10 Hottest Technology Tips for Attorneys. Say that 10 times fast, right? But in this episode, we've got some great content about the secret code to get in the top three for Google, new artificial intelligence strategies, TikTok, some incredible things going on for our clients at 10 Golden Rules. And this video has been viewed over 83,000 times on YouTube. So today we've got the audio for you for the podcast edition. If you love it and you want to see it, go to YouTube. Please click subscribe over there and watch the video with the slides. But enjoy the audio today, and we'll see you on the next 10 Golden Rules Internet Marketing for Law Firms podcast. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this month's live event, the 10 Hottest Internet Marketing Strategies for Law Firms. My name is Jay Berkowitz, and we're going to cover a lot of really cool technologies that are working for our customers. Of course, we're going to talk about ChatGPT, some new technologies like LawDroid that you can actually use in your firm. I'm going to share with you the secret code for getting in the top three of Google, a new site called Flicky, and the number one strategy to rank on the number one social media. So before we get going, do you have any, do you consider yourself a real technology expert? Like, do you really have your marketing nailed down? You can just put a one in the chat if you really think you have everything nailed down. Or are you more of a basic, you know, tech solution person? Like, you got a basic website and a basic Facebook and that's about it. Or maybe you're somewhere in the middle. Or maybe you don't know how to chat. So just, you know, put a quick answer in the chat. Are you a one, two, or a three? So I want to thank you for being here. And whether you're here today live or whether you're on the YouTube streaming, you know, congratulations for making the time for being here. You know, first of all, the fact that you're able to get on the Zoom, a lot of people can't get over that hurdle. Also, you took the time away from billing hours to make some improvements or to learn some new technologies. So congratulations and thank you. And congratulations, because the fact is you had other things to do. You know, if you're in the Eastern time zone, it's lunchtime and you could have been eating lunch. Or if you're in the far Western time zone, you know, it's breakfast time or you're just getting your day started. So congratulations for being here. But basically you care about improving your business and you want to use technology to get more leads and cases. I mean, you are one of a select group of rock stars that, you know, what I find is attorneys like you that attend these sessions, that go to the conferences and put these things into practice, get 100 to 200% more cases than the attorneys who don't make the time to do this. So you're part of a select group that makes these things work. Now, my mission today is to take you through the 10 strategies that are working for our 10 Golden Rules clients. So I'm going to, you know, open the kimono and unveil the, peel back the onion, if you will, and show you how you can really apply these strategies, how you can get more leads, sign more clients, and make more profit. If you're in on this, put a one in the chat and let me know this is working for you. Some of you who are like me and have a few gray hairs used to listen to FM radio. My favorite station is WIIFM. What's in it for me? If you've heard that expression before. But what you'll get today is we'll deep dive into artificial intelligence and ChatGPT. What is this thing? What does it really mean? And how can you use it in a law firm? How can you use it in your business and some great uses in daily life? We're going to cover what's happening with the search engines, this major shakeup happening in the search engine business and how that's going to affect your law firm. Today, we're going to talk about how to generate clients from social media and new technologies that you can actually use in the law firm. So my goal is that you're going to feel empowered to use a few of these tools right away. So I'm going to move fairly fast. These slides are going to move quickly, but I will send you the recording. So take all the notes, try and grab two or three things that you can do right away to make a difference in your business. Now, if I can, I want to tell you a little bit about me. I come from a small town in Canada called Winnipeg. This is a beautiful Central Park and probably looks a lot like that right now. We got really lucky. My wife and I and Parker moved to beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. And my career started working with big brands. I was lucky to start working on a brand called Coca-Cola that had been marketed for about 100 years, got tremendous marketing experience. I moved to Sprint to get people their first websites, get people their first internet access, get companies access to digital technology and build their first websites. And then when the 2000.com crash happened, my technology career took a little bit of a back turn, if you will. I got recruited to go back to a company I'd worked with on the ad agency side to be the director of marketing at McDonald's restaurants. Now, when I worked at McDonald's, I got great experience, but my technology progress took a little back step. But I did sell some of the most delicious high-fat foods in the world, beautiful Big Macs and French fries. And I went directly from selling the most high-fat food in the world to working at eDiets.com. And my internet and technology career went back on that upward trajectory. And at eDiets, we were spending several hundred thousand dollars a day to drive 100,000 people to the website every single day and get about 1,000 signups for this diet service every single day. I got tremendous experience in what worked to drive traffic to a website back in 2002, 2003. And in this time period, we were one of the top five largest advertisers in the world online on the internet. And I was asked to speak at the Direct Marketing Association and share my strategies, share what works for this type of marketing. And I went, I did this presentation. I wrote the 10 golden rules of online marketing. And five or six people came up to ask me for consulting services. And that was the launch of the brand 10 Golden Rules as a digital marketing agency. Now, I've written five books on digital marketing since that time. Of course, we started with the 10 Golden Rules of Online Marketing. And our clients today get about 250,000 website visits, about 35,000 leads every month, and sign about 3,000 new clients every single month. One of our clients, Law Tigers, has had a tremendous increase. This is a publicly available SEO measurement tool. It tells you, they went from 1,100 SEO listings to over 4,700 SEO listings since we've been working with them for about the last 18 months. Another number we love to get is what we call a hockey stick. And I'm from Winnipeg, Canada, as I mentioned, and this is the shape of a hockey stick. And for our clients, we want to see the blade and the shaft. We want to see 1,000 or 2,000 customers turn into 9,000 or 10,000 website visits. And we want to see 20 or 30 leads turn into 246, 202 leads. Now, leads are what Google calls goals in their analytics, but they're calls, phone calls directly to your intake department, form fills, people filling out a form on your website, or a chat, the little chat box on your website. So without further ado, let's move from talking about me to talking about you. And I want to share the best resources, the best results that our clients are getting with technology that you can apply in your business today. Now, everything starts with the computers are coming for us. And if I go back in my telling of the story to 1997, and that was the first time I had this aha moment when Deep Blue, IBM's computer, beat the world chess champion, Garry Kasparov, in a 2-out-of-3 match in a game of chess. And that was one of those aha moments where, we thought computers were good at checkers and things that were like rudimentary, but chess is supposed to be art and it's supposed to be something that humans were better at. And a computer beat the world chess champion. Then in 2007, Watson, IBM's Watson, actually won Jeopardy. and beat Ken Jennings and Brad, the all-time Jeopardy champs. And that was like, oh my goodness, these computers are coming for us. In 2018, an AI software, an artificial intelligence software called LawGeeks, beat expert lawyers in contract analysis. The AI software had a 94% accuracy rate in finding mistakes in non-disclosure agreements. The lawyers had an 85% accuracy rate. So beat it 94 to 85. The lawyers took about 92 minutes to complete this task. The AI software took 26 seconds. And, you know, we're starting to realize, you know, this is becoming real. This is going to be a game changer. Now, in 2023, ChatGPT has become all the rage and everybody's talking about it. So I want to break it down and talk about, you know, what is it? What does it mean? How do you use it in your daily life? And how do you use it in a law firm? So if I do a search in ChatGPT, and we call them prompts, and when you refine your prompts, you get much better results in ChatGPT. So if I say, do I need a car accident attorney if I was rear-ended? The way ChatGPT works is it just starts typing out the answer. And the ChatGPT is actually, the P means predictive. And it's like when you type things in your cell phone and it starts completing the words for you. That's the way ChatGPT works. It's actually predicting the next words as it types the words that are going to be coming up. It's so smart that it's actually generating this complete text on the fly. And the result's pretty darn good. You know, if you're rear-ended in a car accident, it's generally a good idea to consult with a car accident attorney to help you understand your rights and options. In a rear-end collision, it's generally the driver of the vehicle is considered at fault. And it gives you really valuable, precise kind of information. Why is this thing blowing up? Why is there so much talk about it? Well, when Netflix launched, it took 3.5 years to get to 1 million users. Facebook was a big rage and everyone was talking about it, but it still took 10 months to get to 1 million users. Instagram took 2.5 months and ChatGPT took just 5 days. It was so exciting and everybody was sharing it that in 5 days it had 1 million users. Now, Microsoft invested over $10 billion, creating a valuation for the company at $29 billion and giving Microsoft access to an exclusivity on a lot of the ChatGPT features, including they've just released a new version of their search engine called Bing. And I got on the trial list for this new Bing. They got a lot of bugs they're working out, but I think it's going to be fascinating. I mean, we're going to see the incorporation of the ChatGPT search results in Bing. And clearly, you know, this is a different Bing where they're just saying, you know, ask me a question, plan a workout for me with arms and abs. They're using that ChatGPT functionality in Bing. Now, this is very, very significant. It's very significant for us as users, and it's going to be a game changer for Google. Because for every 1% of the search market that Microsoft can grab from Google, it's worth about $20 billion. And I would suggest that they're already stealing, you know, ChatGPT is definitely stealing searches from Google. There's a lot of things now. And I'll show you some of the things I'm doing. There's a lot of things that we're searching in ChatGPT instead of searching in Google. And obviously, once they've harnessed this thing, if they do, if they get it right, if they get the usability right, we're just going to go to Bing instead of going to Google because it's going to have this incredible ChatGPT functionality. So the two ways I like to think of ChatGPT, it's a new search engine that's going to compete with Google. And for our businesses, you know, we've been very Google-centric as law firms and law firm marketers. We're trying to nail the four areas of Google, and that's a big part of our marketing, right? What are those four areas? It's the local service ads, Google screened right at the top. It's the Google pay-per-click, PPC. It's Google Maps, and it's Google SEO, right? And now we're going to have a fifth and a sixth thing we're going to have to figure out in the very near term. We're going to have to figure out Microsoft Bing. Do we need to be there? Are we SEO optimized for Bing? And do we need to add Bing PPC to our marketing mix? Because the vast majority of people are not running PPC on Bing. And are we going to be able to figure out ChatGPT SEO, search engine optimization for ChatGPT? And that's going to be one of the next interesting frontiers over the next year. So let me talk about this two ways. First of all, as a new search engine to compete with Google, and second of all, as a powerful new tool that you can use in your daily life. Now, one of the things to just put a proviso on this is ChatGPT states right off the top that it may occasionally generate incorrect information, may produce harmful instructions, limited knowledge, because most of the data in there is from 2021 now. They have launched ChatGPT-4, which has some improvements. But let's say I'm looking for an estate planning attorney, you know, states very clearly that it can't provide recommendations, but it says go to Avvo and Martindale Hubbell. I mean, there's a lot of times that you do ChatGPT searches and it states its limitations. But here's some really powerful ways that we're using the tool. First of all, write an article with an introduction and a bulleted list and a conclusion, what to do after a car accident, and add a sales pitch at the end to contact attorney Jay Berkowitz. Now, I'm not an attorney, but this is just for demonstration purposes. And boom, within like 20 seconds, we've got an article with a bulleted list and a conclusion and a call to action. Very, very powerful, very, very precise and accurate. Now, one warning sign that we're seeing out there, and Google and Microsoft have both said that, you know, you can't just use the first cut of a ChatGPT article as your new SEO strategy. There's a few different reasons for this. What Google's basically come out and said is, no, you can use artificial intelligence-derived content, but their standard for content is that the content must be excellent. You've got to have great content that people read to the end, or they engage with it very, very high level. And that content's got to be really, really good. The second part, even Microsoft has said, like, you can't use AI content for SEO. So you definitely want to have really high quality content. So you can't just like take the first ChatGPT article and put it up as your new blog post. What a lot of people are doing now is they're using it for idea starters and then using a human editor. And that's where sort of the industry's resolving out. But here's a great way of using it. Give me 20 titles for a blog post about what to do after a car accident. And it's a great idea starter, because for a lot of our personal injury lawyers, we've probably written 10 very similar articles, but we're always looking for new ideas. And so we're taking this and we're creating an architecture where, you know, let's say we want to talk about experience, we want to talk about success, you know, and there might be a dozen different categories that we want to rank for in the search engines. And then we're creating these Excel spreadsheets to develop new content that we want to produce for websites. Now, here's some of the specific legal tools. This one's really cool. It's called LawDroid, just launched, uses AI and GPT-3.5. They probably are using 4 now to serve as a lawyer's virtual legal assistant, researches legal issues, drafts emails, letters, corrects grammars, and can even just do conversational chatting if you need a friend. Here's an example of LawDroid. Please describe the legal issues. What's the leading case on privacy in the US? And boom, there's a result. Another new AI is called Harvey AI, assists with contract analysis, due diligence, litigation, regulatory compliance. Case text is like LexisNexis, where it can give you type of case information and do research for you. Other ways to think of this is like almost everything you do in your daily jobs, you want to, you know, I'm starting to train my brain to turn the light bulb on. Could I do this quicker and easier with ChatGPT? The other day I was explaining to one of my associates about this famous old book called Think and Grow Rich. And I wanted to just sum it up real quick. So I asked ChatGPT, and sure enough, you know, one of the best business books of all time by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, it summarized the 5 or 6 core principles of the book very, very quickly and very, very easily. Other things we've been able to use this tool for. I was writing a job description, and the old way I used to do it was taking me time. I didn't get it done for about a week. I used to always copy job descriptions from the internet, copy and paste into a Word doc, get 3 or 4 job descriptions that I liked, and then rewrite the job description. I needed to get this thing posted, and I just wasn't getting it done. And the light bulb came on. ChatGPT, write me a job description for a salesperson, blah, blah, blah. And give me a bulleted list of the requirements for the job, and give me a bulleted list of the types of things they'll do in the job. This thing was about 90% accurate. Again, 20 seconds, ChatGPT. One more example. an attorney wanted to do advertising. He's a very unique niche attorney. He works with in-house legal counsels, and he's an expert resource that they can tap to do work on very specific cases. Now, he wanted to market to in-house legal counsels, but he was very concerned. I want to make sure that all the advertising and marketing I do is within the bar regulations of my state. So I was briefing one of my young associates on this, and she was going to go do the research, and the light bulb came on. Hey, let's see what ChatGPT said. So we said, you know, give us a list of what we can do to advertise within this particular state, within the bar regulations. What can you do to advertise and what can't you do to advertise? And sure enough, ChatGPT gave us a very precise list. You can do direct mail. You can do this kind of advertising. You can do Google searches. You can do this kind of advertising. And you can't do this. You can't claim to be the best. You can't claim to be better. And it gave us the answers within about 20 seconds. So, you know, that's what I call sort of the light bulb moment. Very, very powerful way to think of ChatGPT and use it. Another great strategy is to translate jargon into customer. So in this example, here's the Florida statute's effect on law of personal protection policies. Very complex, not the kind of thing that you can send to a consumer. So I asked ChatGPT, let's translate this jargon to grade A, but let's make it really simple and translate it to grade 3. In Florida, car insurance companies have to follow certain rules when they give out policies. These rules are called provisions and procedures. They're in the state's no-fault car insurance law. Insurance companies don't have to change their policies or tell anyone about the rules. They just have to follow them. Now, there's a number of other tremendous tools from the parent company of ChatGPT. It's not just ChatGPT. They have a number of other products and services. This one is one of my favorites. It's called DALL-E. I assume it's pronounced like Salvador Dali, the Spanish artist. And when you go to DALL-E, you can ask it to do cool things like create an image of a lawyer in Monet style drinking a martini. I really like this one from the variations. You know, you can revise it and create different variations. This is a super cool tool called Flicky, F-L-I-K-I. And the way this works, I wrote a script for a 30-second TV commercial for a Camp Lejeune attorney. And I took the script and broke it into parts. And then when you click on each of these sections, you can click video that goes with the script. So I wanted shots of military or military base. I wanted someone going through hardship in a hospital. I wanted an image of an attorney. And within, you know, about 5 minutes, I had a 30-second commercial about Camp Lejeune and about, you know, contacting an attorney if you had been injured while living at Camp Lejeune. Amazing tools and technologies. Now, here's a little side hack that I've been using to learn a lot about ChatGPT. There's actually a Chrome plugin. If you use Chrome as your browser, you can do a ChatGPT plugin that sits on your Google searches. So every time I do a Google search, what do I do if I get hit by a car on my motorcycle? I can see the results that ChatGPT is generating. So this has been really powerful for me as a thought starter and as a learning tool to learn how Google searches come out and how ChatGPT searches come out. Very, very interesting application. Here's a site called Futurepedia, which shares a lot of these new technologies that are coming out every day. And so to quickly wrap up, the number one strategy I'm sharing with you today is artificial intelligence. And remember, ChatGPT is one of many tools that is derived and driven and created by artificial intelligence. So the big category is artificial intelligence. The hot strategy of the day is ChatGPT. Now for the next one, I also want to go back in time. And back in 2003, when we launched 10 Golden Rules, Google was still in beta. And so the search results and everything, they were admitting, you know, hey, we're just in beta. We're just building this thing out. And in around that time, right around 2003, the ads product was launched and it was definitely in beta. And we used to call these the right-hand side ads. If you remember searches, there was the SEO results on the left and the ads on the right. We called them the right-hand side ads. Now, somewhere about 6-7 years ago, Google moved the ads up on the page. And so they realized, hey, if we have the ads at the top, we're going to get the clicks, pay per click. We're going to get the revenue if people click on these first. And if we can give really good ad results, we're going to make revenue. And then they introduced the maps, and they were getting a lot of traction on the maps as well. That is the first free SEO. We always focus very heavily on that. But then Google introduced what I would consider to be a real game changer. And this happened about 18 months ago for the law firms. And let's call this hot strategy number two, which is Google screened or the local service ads. Because what we see at the top of Google now is a completely different result, right? We used to see the pay-per-clicks and the maps and the SEOs, right? Now there's these two boxes and there's a click to call button. And the way this program works, if you get screened, if you get approved, you only pay for the leads, you pay for the calls that you're getting. So it's very powerful. There's three results on a typical page. And this is what the results look like in the back end of the local service ads. This client has gotten over 200 leads a month. And I would argue that over 30 to 40% of the clicks are going to the local service ads. You see here, you know, half of the page is taken up by the local services ads. Three results right at the top of the page. Those are going to get the clicks for two reasons, right? Number one, you know, they're taking up a lot of the important geography on the page. Number two, there's this check mark and it says Google screened. It says, you know, hey, these firms have been screened by us at Google and verified and authorized. The program that came before this service was available to lawyers, was available to plumbers, air conditioning, and it was called Google Verified. It still exists today, of course. So the consumer now has about 4 or 5 years of experience of seeing, you know, plumbers and air conditioners and locksmiths with a check mark with a verified certification from Google. And now they're seeing this check mark for lawyers, real estate agents, and financial planners in the program that they're calling Google Screened. So the consumer is starting to trust the check mark. And so it's very, very important, we believe, that you, when we find factually, that you get your law firm screened or approved by Google, get your share of the top 30 or 40% of the clicks that are going right at the top of the page. Now, here's all the eligible verticals: bankruptcy, business attorney, contract attorney, as I mentioned, real estate agents and financial planners, but PI, intellectual property, litigation, real estate, you know, basically almost all of the legal categories now are available in the program. And, you know, you can see in the program, when you do a search like personal injury lawyer near me, I'm in Boca Raton, Florida. And if you click on more personal injury lawyers here, you can see everybody else who's screened. And, you know, this might go, you know, this is a page break. This might go down, you know, 40 or 50 lawyers in the personal injury category. But, you know, it's still a tremendous opportunity in some of the smaller categories, like intellectual property or some of the litigation or some of the, you know, criminal and some of the smaller markets. There's only two or three or four people who've gone through the process to get screened and approved and put a budget against this program. So there's a tremendous opportunity for you to, you know, market yourself using this program, because if you can be one of only three or four people approved, you're going to be showing up all the time in these searches. And as I mentioned, you only pay per lead. You don't pay for a click to your website. Now, a lot of people are saying that, you know, we started a little bit late. We can't show up in the top three, or we were in the top three positions and we've fallen out of the top three positions. So if you send us a note, give us your email in the question and answers or in the chat, we'll send you our secret algorithm to get in the top three. And this is a PDF that shares exactly how you can get in the top three. But I'll run through it quickly for you here today. So this starts with the red phone, and there was an urban myth, or maybe it was reality, that there was a red phone in the Reagan White House in the middle of the Cold War. And when the Kremlin called, you know, everybody immediately ran over and picked up the red phone. Now, when I did some research, there was actually like a direct secure line between the Kremlin and the White House at that time. But, you know, it was the consumer, we knew it as the red phone. But think of yourself as, you know, as a law firm, as the White House in the middle of the Cold War, because there's new rules now that you have to answer that phone within 15 seconds. Because if you ever miss a call in the local service ads algorithm, Google is listening to the calls. They're recording the calls. They give you those recordings. The artificial intelligence is listening to those calls to determine whether or not they're going to charge you for those leads. Like if it's a lead and if it's a person on the phone and not a robot call, they're going to charge you for that call. And you also have the ability to dispute the calls if it's someone who's calling from outside of your practice area. But you've got to answer the phone within 15 seconds because all these calls are being recorded now. And the algorithm is going to kick you out of the top three if you're not answering the phone quickly and servicing these people. Because, you know, frankly, Google's going to send it to another law firm that does answer the phone. You want to set your bidding mode to maximize leads. That seems to be the most effective right now. And you want to get 1 to 2 new reviews per week. Now, Google is connected to your Google Maps. Google LSA is connected to your Google Maps algorithm. And so you want to develop a program where you can get at least 1 new review on your Google Maps every week. That will help you get in the top 3 of the Google Maps and the top 3 of the local service ads. And we've developed a really creative program where we'll go out and connect with your past customers with what we call our referral and review program. So if you want to learn about the inner circle, contact me after this meeting. Now you want to designate all your leads immediately. So you want to get in the back end of the program and listen to the new calls. So Google has the recording there. If I click on this, I can listen to the call and then I can designate it as completed or booked, which means this was a good call. This was in our practice area. We're going to pay for this one. Or you can archive it. And then you want to put very detailed notes in there if you're archiving any of those calls. You want to select high proximity locations. So one of the strategies people are going to is a multi-location strategy. So you might add 2 or 3 new physical locations, new physical Google Maps locations, and you've got to, you know, have a staffed location and you've got to get reviews of that location. So you can't fake it, but you want to add physical locations where you can have new LSAs and new Google Maps. So that's one of the new strategies. And then a final tip on the secret algorithm that we learned from Google is you can't just set your budget at like, hey, I want $1 million worth of these new leads. Because Google is going to do a silent ping on your credit card. And let's say you have 4 locations and you said, you know, we want $50,000 worth of leads every week and in 4 locations. Well, that's $200,000 a week. And unless you have an unlimited black card, Google's going to ping the credit card to see if your card will take $200,000 worth of leads. So just, you know, a note there, you want, and just generally, what we've learned is you want to be fairly realistic. So let's say, you know, a location gets 10 leads and they're $200, that's $2,000 worth of leads a week. You don't want to set it more than like $4,000 or $5,000 because it's just not realistic for the algorithm. So you want to set it high enough that you tell Google, I'll take every one of these high quality leads that you give me, but you don't want to go overboard with that. So as I mentioned, just send us your email address, or if you're watching this on YouTube after the fact, just go to 10goldenrules.com or find me, Jay Berkowitz, on any of the social media and just ping me and we'll send you the secret algorithm, you know, the full PDF of how to manage your local service ads. Next up, I want to talk about the hottest social media. And this is a quick case study of Julio Ojante, who's an immigration attorney in California. And he's done phenomenally well with over 3 million followers on TikTok. And what he's been very, very successful in just coming up with these videos, and you've seen them now with the bold headlines and the countdown, 1, 2, 3, 4. And he's just explaining, you know, 4 ways you can get a green card, or, you know, the 5 ways you can get a student visa in the United States, or how to apply for the green card lottery. And these videos have done extremely well. Just the quick hitting videos and the quick edits. And, you know, he's done so famously well with this TikTok program. And of course, the associated videos also go on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook Reels. He's done so well with this program that he was getting tons and tons of calls for things like the green card lottery. Now, the lottery is free, so nobody's going to hire an attorney until they take their chance in the lottery, especially because it's coming up this fall. So what he did is he created a course for how to apply for the green card lottery. He sells it for $49 and he sells 10 or 20 or 30 every single day. So what he's doing is he's not taking those calls in the firm, which are going to tie up his phones, and he's providing, you know, a low cost, high value course and making money while he sleeps, as he explains it. So the hot strategy number three is TikTok, because TikTok has become the top website in the world, which is amazing, right? It's actually surpassed Facebook, surpassed Google to have the most traffic, over a billion users. And surprise to a lot of people, these users aren't just kids, right? 37% are over the age of 30 of TikTok users. So all of us are checking out TikToks and using it. And the monthly engagement is huge, 25.7 hours versus Facebook 16 and Instagram and WhatsApp's 7, 8, and 7, 9. Here's another guy who's doing phenomenally well with TikTok and Instagram and Facebook videos. It's Law by Mike, lawyer Mike Mandel, 6.7 million followers on TikTok. And he has a lot of fun with, you know, don't wear this in court, what to do when cops take mugshots, what to say to the police when they pull you over, and what not to say. And he went from working in his family's firm to doing this professionally and sending leads to all kinds of other folks. So, you know, having a lot of fun, standing out in TikTok, providing a lot of value, has exploded a number of firms. So a great strategy is fun TikTok videos with a lot of value. Strategy number three. Strategy number four, we call answering questions. And the reason for this is over the last 5 or 6 years, we've changed the way we search, and Google has changed their algorithms semantically to answer questions. And of course, look at the whole section on ChatGPT. Essentially, all it does is answer our questions. So we were refining our SEO strategies and a lot of our content strategies to answer questions. Because, like, for example, on Siri, you know, you essentially just vocally ask it a question and it answers your questions. So, you know, here's a little quick exercise. Write down two or three of the questions that you get asked most frequently by your customers. When you get calls in the call center, when people come in to see you, what are the questions that you get asked most frequently? So, you know, quickly write a few of those questions down. And then what these become are the videos that you can produce, the blogs that you can write for your website. And here's, you know, a direct benefit and a direct SEO benefit of changing the way you do your SEO. And essentially what we do is we answer questions. What do I do if I get hit by an Uber? This website has the best answer to that question. And these are people also ask what we call PAA, where there are other questions. If I click the down button, I'm going to get the website that has the best answer to each of these variant questions from the main question. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to write our websites, write our SEO in the form of a question and provide an answer. So what we do is we do these videos where we give our lawyers, our clients, 8 to 10 questions that they're going to answer that are all very popular questions that people are asking in SEO, that people are asking Siri and Google and ChatGPT. And so, for example, Jeff McDonald answers the question, what happens if I get hit by an Uber or Lyft? And we search engine optimize those questions on YouTube. Then we take the video, we add it to a blog. So now we've got a search engine optimized blog with a video. So it's like a powerful blog because it's a video blog now. It's even better than a word blog. And we're answering a question. Then we can also use those videos in social media, and we can use it in Google Maps, which is a very important part of SEO. And so what we're doing is we're search engine optimizing for questions. We're using Google-owned YouTube, which is SEO. We're using a super-powered blog, which includes video, and we're getting the advantage of being able to use those videos in social media and in Google Maps. And this is what we call cascading content. So like a river flows over a waterfall and creates little waterfalls and streams and tributaries, the original video is going to flow into the blog, into the social media, and onto the Google Maps. We call this concept cascading content. The next section, I want to talk about door law. And Joseph Lesser was the founder of Lesser & Lesser, and he was Gary Lesser's grandfather, and Gary's the chairman or president of the Florida Bar Association this year. And he told this story that his grandfather practiced door law. And what that meant was everybody who walked through the door with a legal issue, he would be their lawyer. Now, of course, lawyers have gotten more and more specialized over the years, but the door law factor remains important in one very important way. Now, back in Grandfather Lesser's day, it was all about location, location, location. And if you've heard this old business and marketing phrase, it was because, you know, we all went downtown to do business. And if you had the location at the corner of Main Street and First Avenue, you were going to get the most traffic and you were going to get the most people walking into your law firm or your shoe repair or your clothing store, right? But location, location, location in 2023, I would argue, is all about positioning your law firm to come up in the Google Maps, because this is the first free SEO placement on a Google search, right? So this is the LSAs. We talked about the importance and the strategies for getting listed in the local service ads. This is the pay-per-click. And then this is the three Google Maps results that the industry calls the map pack, or the three pack of Google Maps SEO results. So the strategy number six is to optimize for Google Maps. And we can actually see how your firm is doing. If you want to see these results again, you know, ping me either now or after this webinar, find me at 10 Golden Rules, and we can show you how you're performing in a Google Maps search. So if we just go back here, this is number one, this is number two, this is number three. So this firm is coming up number one right at their specific location. But if you go 10 miles in any direction, they're not coming up at all in the search results. Same thing here for a personal injury lawyer. And so how do you improve your maps results? Well, the first thing is you need lots of reviews, because typically if we go back here and you look at the maps results, the guys with lots of reviews are going to come up higher in the search results. So for construction lawyer in Boca Raton, the guys with 40 and 22 are coming up higher than people with fewer reviews. Here's just some examples of folks who are doing well with reviews. So my friends, the Gersteins, 230 reviews. Another friend who works at Kogan and DeSalvo, 356 reviews. And typically the folks with more reviews are going to come up higher in the Google Maps. Secondly, you want to get local links. So this is a link we worked with our client to get from the city of Carmel, and they're based in Carmel, Indiana. And there's a link to Stewart and Stewart Attorneys. Thirdly, you want to improve what we call NAP in the industry, which is name, address, and phone. And what I mean by improve is you want to have very, very, very impeccably precise name, address, and phone. So like one of the challenges we have, our company is called 10 Golden Rules. And a lot of people are well-meaning and they put a link to 10 Golden Rules, but they think it's spelled with the number 10, like 10. And we always named the company TEN Golden Rules. In our Google Maps, it's TEN Golden Rules. So if people put the number 10, 10 Golden Rules, that's incorrect NAP. And it's a little bit of confusion for a computer, right? Google is essentially a computer program. So you want to have very precise name, address, and phone and linking strategies throughout the internet. And there's different tools we use to go out and find out, like this website is only 68% in their NAP throughout the internet. And lots of important local listings are not found linking to their website. The seventh strategy is a Google autofill. And this one, you're gonna have to contact me. I can't tell you how we do it, but this is like a secret weapon where if you search mesothelioma attorney, we're able to get our clients suggested by Google in Google search suggest. You know, when you do this search and it fills this in down below for you. So our client Danziger and Delano comes up number one in the search suggest. And if the consumer clicks on that, it's like they did a search for our client. Here's another one for our client Law Tigers. And if you search motorcycle lawyers, the number one suggestion is Motorcycle Lawyers Law Tigers. And of course, it's like you search for Law Tigers. In the eighth section, I just want to cover a few different new technologies that are relevant for law firms. This first one is called Proof, and it's super cool. It's basically the Uber of document serving. So if you need to serve documents in your law firm, these folks will find a server for you using the software. You can upload the documents securely in the software. They can print out the documents and get a signature or get an e-signature, and then they can send that back to you with confirmation. Super cool. Litify is a cloud-based, basically CRM and case management system backed by, you know, several major investors. And depositions.com is a way to take depos and take all the depositions and put them in a very easy and accessible manner in an application. One of the tough things about depositions is they're huge files and they're videos, and you can never get them to the opposing counsel. Now it makes it super easy, and you can send over, you know, five or six very strong depositions and probably win your case if opposing counsel sees those depos. For the ninth strategy, we call it go mobile, because we orient to all our clients, and when we work very closely on optimizing the mobile experience, because 60 to 70% of searches for law firms, particularly, you know, personal injury, single incident firms, are done on a mobile phone. So here's a search for car accident attorney Nashville. And what we see is that we'll get about 24% conversion rate if we get a call. So we want to make sure that if we're spending money, and, you know, as I talked about the importance of these local service ads, when you get that phone call, about 24% are going to convert. Now, every website should have a chat box, because some people just are never going to call you, or they can't call you when they do their search. Like, for example, I was in an office this morning, and the woman at the front desk was very clearly making a personal call right there at the front desk. But, you know, generally, you shouldn't do that, right? So a lot of people, when they're at work, they're not going to call a law firm. In particular, like if they're calling about, you know, a sensitive matter, they're just not going to do it with their coworkers present. So what you want to take advantage of is you want to have the little chat box available on the website. We find that those convert about 9%. And then if you have the free case evaluation, the form fill on the websites, those convert about 5%. So in terms of website design, in terms of marketing strategies, we want as many of the searches to come up on the mobile phone. We want as many of the conversions on a website to come as a phone call, and second choice of chat, and third choice of form fill. So here's how it looks with these click to calls right there on the mobile phone. And then in terms of website design, we want to call out the phone number and make it super easy. And we want to focus on people calling right there on the website. And the 10th strategy that's working really, really well right now is exclusive lead gen opportunities. So we work with a number of partners like accident.com and some Spanish sites from Walker Advertising. And this one's called linjury.com. And we're able to get exclusive lead gen in your market through our marketing partners. And these are converting at a very high rate. So to wrap up, I feel like this has been a long run, but the first one, ChatGPT and artificial intelligence. Think of this two different ways. How is this going to change the search engine market? And you're probably going to start a campaign on Bing within the next 3 or 4 months, because a significant percentage of searches are going to move over to Bing. Bing is going to be a player now in our overall marketing mix. The second thing is you want to start exploring with some of these new AI tools, like I talked about, like Case Text and LawDroid and Harvey, which are going to make the practice of law easier. And then even using just ChatGPT for simple research and searches for legal research, and also for daily life, things like writing job description and writing HR memos. The second thing is you want to get Google screened if you're not screened. And if you're not consistently in the top three positions on the LSA, the local service ads, you want to just ping us and we'll get you a copy of our secret code to get in the top three. But you saw me cover it, you know, first of all, answer the phone. Second, disposition those calls very quickly. Hot tip, you want to get the app. There's an app for LSAs, and then you'll get those leads right there on your phone, or you could have your lead intake person get those leads right away. So if you miss any calls, you can call those folks right back. A lot of people hang up when they hear Google informs them that they're going to be recording the call. So a lot of leads, a lot of the missed calls, which you're not penalized for, but you still missed a lead, you can call those folks right back because you'll get the phone number for the missed call in the app. TikTok is the third hottest strategy, and it's the number one website in the world. So you definitely want to take advantage of a TikTok strategy to take advantage of the number one website now in the world. We saw some tremendous case studies with Julio Ojante and Mike Law by Mike. Answering questions. So our advanced SEO strategy that's working like gangbusters for our clients is positioning our SEO to answer questions. Because when we search, we ask questions. So if you have the best answer to a question, you're going to come up in the People Also Ask section, which is the first SEO result. And by the way, when your SEO is working, your Google Maps SEO is working. And I would argue that the LSA algorithm is also connected. So things like answering the phone, doing the right things, posting content in Google Maps, you're going to, you know, a rising tide floats all boats. Google's algorithms are connected. When your LSAs are done right, when your maps are done right, and when your SEO is done right, everything's going to work better. Cascading content is our strategy where we take the question and answer videos, we search engine optimize them by putting the title and description on YouTube, and then we add them to the blog and the website and the social media. You want to optimize Google Maps, things like reviews and maps and local link, search autofill, a new technology we're using to search suggest. Some of the new tech we looked at, things like proof.com and depositions.com. Focusing our efforts on mobile, very powerful to focus your efforts on mobile. And finally, we have some exclusive lead gen partners be happy to introduce you to. So without further ado, don't forget, you know, just ping us if you want to get a copy of the secret algorithm, or make sure you get a recording of this presentation. We'd be happy to do a digital marketing audit. So if you don't feel like your agency or your internal folks are on top of these cutting edge things, if they didn't get you on the Google Screen program and things like that, we'd be happy to do a half an hour digital marketing audit. The first one is free, and we'd be happy to look at your market. So just reach out to me, jay@10goldenrules.com, or go to 10 Golden Rules and just do a quick chat or contact us there. Also, I love you for speaking opportunities. If you think this presentation or one of our other presentations would be valuable at your local bar association or the Trial Lawyers Association, those are great opportunities for me. I love to do this. Hopefully that shows. And I really appreciate if you'd recommend me for any speaking opportunities. And without further ado, love to answer some of your questions. So first question from Erica. I shoot videos for YouTube horizontally. Should I shoot separate videos, vertical videos for TikTok? So that's a great question. And our answer is we just both at the same time. And essentially the way we do that is we ask the videographer to set a wide and high setting, you know, move the camera back a little bit and make sure we got a lot of top and a lot of sides so we can put graphics and then we can edit the video to be a vertical video, you know, a tall rectangle or a wide rectangle for, you know, the traditional Facebook format. Question from Matt. Can I use AI images and videos in social media without being copyrighted? Yeah. So those images from DALL-E are unique images and they are rights free. And I've started using them in social media. So that's a great idea and a great strategy. Question from Cindy. Can I use ChatGPT for social media copy? And I think the answer is yes. You know, you want to be a little cautious with Google. You want to definitely have a human editor rewrite that copy, or there's a tool called Quillbot where you can rewrite the copy. But for social media, it's probably a great tool, and we've started using it. So, you know, we might do a video and then upload the copy of the video and say, you know, write four social media posts to Facebook, to Twitter, to Instagram, posts to accompany this video on social media in ChatGPT. And then, you know, of course, human editor, human set of eyes, just to make sure that it all makes sense when it comes out. Brad asks, can I use ChatGPT to include specific keywords in blogs that they write the first draft? Absolutely. So what I mentioned earlier about including precise prompts. So, you know, like one of the prompts, the prompt that I showed when I wrote the job description was include a bulleted list about the requirements for the job and include a bulleted list about the types of things the person would be doing on the job. I mean, you can write very specific prompts. Like you can say, you know, hey, I'm going to upload some information. Don't do anything until you get my next prompt. You can say, I did this yesterday, write a description of the three most recent Supreme Court rulings in Dr. Seuss format. You can get Dolly graphics in Monet style or in French Impressionist style or in pixelated modern art style. So using prompts can really specify and make your results really fantastic and really, really usable. Thanks, Lee. Is ChatGPT able to handle confidential and sensitive legal information? Do you think there will be a fee to use ChatGPT eventually? So one caution definitely is not to post confidential, sensitive, legal, and obviously HIPAA violation, like any medical stuff. ChatGPT is an open platform and they do learn from everything we put in there. And there will be a confidential capability coming. They've promised it from OpenAI. So you definitely want to be cautious with any confidential information. You want to just ask general questions about your case area, not specifics. And there is already a fee to use ChatGPT. So there's the $20 monthly subscription. And if you've been using ChatGPT, it used to time out all the time before I had the subscription. So for $20 a month, you get basically unlimited searches. I've never seen it time out. And also the new ChatGPT 4.0 is only available to people with the subscription. So I have the new version 4.0 with the $20 a month subscription. So I'm going to wrap up for today, but I'd be happy to answer any questions. I'd be happy to send you all the secret algorithm. So just contact us at 10goldenrules.com. That's T-E-N, golden, R-U-L-E-S.com. Happy to do a digital marketing audit for you. So you can reach out to us at the same place or contact me, Jay Berkowitz, on all of the major social media, and appreciate any speaking opportunities. So thank you so much for being here, and do me a favor and put a couple of these things to work right away and let me know how it turned out. Have a great rest of your day and let us know how you can make this stuff work for you.
Thank you for listening to the 10 Golden Rules of Internet Marketing for Law Firms podcast. Please send questions and comments to podcast@10goldenrules.com. That is podcast@TENGoldenrules.com.